is the Albert Mohler Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter. To get online, call toll-free nationwide, 1-877-893-TALK. That's 1-877-893-8255. Sitting in for Dr. Mohler today, Russell Moore. Dr. Moore is Dean of the School of Theology at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary and Director of the Carl Henry Institute for Evangelical Engagement. Now, here's your host for today, Dr. Russell Moore.
Good evening, America. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and I know I scared you all to death on Friday because I was scared to death. It was quite a horrifying day with Albert Mohler taking a turn for the worst, it looked like, on Friday, and I am so happy to report and overjoyed to report. I just left his hospital room. Albert Mohler is out of intensive care. He looks good. As a matter of fact, that steak I told you that he's been craving, that O. Charlie's steak, he ate it. He ate real food. He's looking good. He's even telling jokes about the Jordanian Navy, so forth. He's doing great, and I just am so thankful to all of you. I know there have been people all over the country who have been praying for him, praying for Mary and for the children as they've ministered to him at this time, and it's just really remarkable the way that the Lord has worked and has answered prayer, and he is so grateful to all of you. He wants me to communicate that to you, that he is ready to be back behind this microphone, and he will be very, very soon. It's really extraordinary to see how much progress he has made in just a matter of a couple of days. You know, Friday, I don't think I'd ever even thought about pulmonary embolism before. And a lot of us did immediately upon hearing the news that he had been taken into ICU with pulmonary emboli in both lungs. I was on the telephone calling people while I was pulling up on WebMD. That's a bad idea. WebMD will scare you to death no matter what. And it was really a scary time and a time of really just praying and interceding before the Lord for his health. And I just am really, really pleased to tell you he's doing great. Looks good. He was up walking around in his room today, eating. The hospital food, though, was not exactly what he had in mind. We had to kind of outsource some of that. But he's doing great. Has in his bed a stack of books and magazines. And right as I was leaving, he was asking for highlighters. So that's the Albert Mohler that I know, and he's back. So I just want to tell you, let's thank God that he's doing okay, and he will be back behind this microphone very, very shortly. Today, the presidency of the United States, the presidential campaign for 2008 is already off and running. As a matter of fact, so many things have happened today with candidates preparing for the presidency, it's hard to even go through the entire list. You know, last week on this program, we had United States Senator Sam Brownback, Republican of Kansas. Word is he plans to announce his candidacy on January the 20th, 2 years away from Inauguration Day in January 2009. And Senator Brownback has also released today a list of social conservatives in the state of Massachusetts, home state of Mitt Romney, who are endorsing Brownback. Same day he's announcing this, Mitt Romney, Republican candidate, likely candidate for president, is announcing that he's raised $2.5 million, dialing for dollars, today, and looks very formidable in terms of that. Rudy Giuliani, former mayor of New York City, has trademarked his name. He has a trademarked name now. Rudy Giuliani, as he prepares to run, even after his campaign strategy book was leaked to the press, and one of the problems that Mayor Giuliani thinks he's going to have is with evangelical Christians, because he's pro-abortion rights, he's pro-same-sex civil unions, he is anti-gun control, he is socially far, he's pro-gun control, socially far to the left. So is he going to be able to reach religious, conservative, socially conservative voters in the Republican primaries? Also, yesterday, U.S. Senator Joe Biden, who is in the news a lot right now because he is opposing President Bush's planned call for a surge in Iraq, had this to say on NBC's Meet the Press with Tim Russert.
Senator Biden, presidential politics, you said last year that you would make a decision January of 07.
Yes.
Are you running for president?
I am running for president.
Are you filing for exploratory committee?
I'm filing exploratory committee before the month is out.
This month?
This month.
And you're going to take on Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and all other comers?
I'm going to be Joe Biden, and I'm going to try to be the best Biden I can be. If I can, I got a shot. If I can, I lose.
Well, Joe Biden's going to be the best Biden he can be this time, which will be a better thing than last time in 1988 when he was the best Neil Kinnock he could be. Remember, he was plagiarizing speeches by the British labor leader Neil Kinnock and Bobby Kennedy and others. He's going to try something different this year. He's going to run actually as Joe Lieberman. And, of course, on the Democratic side, it's not just Joe Biden. The big players over there are Hillary Rodham Clinton and, of course, Barack Obama, who is the subject of what some people are calling Obamania right now, as the press especially is overheated over the prospect of a Barack Obama run, and I can see why. He is an impressive figure when it comes to generating excitement, when it comes to speaking in a way that generates what he calls the audacity of hope. This is what Barack Obama had to say on ESPN last month.
So tonight, I'd like to put all the doubts to rest. I would like to announce to my hometown of Chicago and all of America that I am ready for the Bears to go all the way, baby. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, when you see that smile on that video clip, this is a different candidate than Hillary Clinton. This is going to be an interesting debate between those two figures. And really, even though they're not that far apart when it comes to the issues, how different can you be when it comes to style, when it comes to connecting with voters? And all of these candidates, they're out. They are running. There are a few others who are planning to prepare exploratory committees and other things. We're going to have just wide open races in both parties as we come into 2008. And the question I'd like to ask you today is, you know, you can't help but start looking at this. You can't help but start thinking about this. Yeah, it's early. But the presidential campaign is off and running early. We may have nominees as early as February or March of next year, and right now is where the decisions is when the decisions will be made. My question to you is, what are you looking for in a candidate for president of the United States? All of these candidates, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, are looking specifically to religious voters. The Democratic Party, many of the candidates are hiring religious liaisons, those who can help advise them on religious voters, how to reach to people of faith, to use that kind of language. The Republicans are also worried about this. How can we reach out to evangelicals and traditional Roman Catholics? And so I just want to take the question right to you. What are you looking for when you think about the next president of the United States? You know, Cindy Sheehan, the anti-war activist extraordinaire, had this to say on Hannity and Combs, or on Hannity's America on Fox News, just the other day. This is what she had to say.
Hugo Chavez isn't a dictator. He's been democratically elected 9 times.
Well, yes and no. He also shut down his opposition press just recently, and he has attacked this country relentlessly. And he said, "Down with the U.S. empire."
I'm
right
not
in front of you. You sat there right next to him, and you didn't correct him. You said, "No, I'd rather live under him."
Right. I'd rather have him as a president than George Bush.
Wow. She says she would rather have Hugo Chavez than George W. Bush as president. She'd rather live in a dictatorship under this lunatic than in the United States of America under the Bush administration. Well, none of us will be living in the Bush administration for very much longer, because the Bush administration is coming to an end January the 20th, 2009, and there'll be somebody raising his or her hand to take the oath of office. In the meantime, you and I, as citizens of this republic, are going to have to make up our minds as to who we're going to support. And I think the issue is especially relevant for Christian voters. I mean, after all, you know from the Word of God that God gives the sword, as he says, to Caesar. You and I are Caesar. We are the ones who stand accountable before God for the governance of this republic. And my question to you is, who do you like for president of the United States? As you're looking at these candidates, what's the kind of candidate that could get your vote? And what's the kind of candidate that could never get your vote? What are the issues that really matter to you as you start thinking about the presidency 2008? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. Could Barack Obama get your vote? Could Hillary Clinton get your vote? Could Rudy Giuliani strong leader, September the 11th, but pro-abortion rights, could he get your vote? What if it's Giuliani versus Clinton? What if it's John McCain? What kind of candidate should Christians be looking at? What are the things we ought to be taking into consideration as these candidates are coming and talking to us and saying, we want your vote? And how can we see through the spin? Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. The presidency 2008, it's here. It's barely even 2007. I'm still writing 06 on my checks. But 2008 is on its way. What are you looking for in a president? 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. This is Russell Moore sitting in for a recuperating Albert Mohler. This is the Albert Mohler Program. Welcome back to the Albert Mohler Program. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, who, by the way, if you didn't hear the opening segment, is doing well. He is walking around in that hospital room, and he is reading his books and his news magazines, and I think he's ready to be back behind this microphone. I'm ready for him to be back behind this microphone, and he will be here very, very shortly, but he's doing great. So keep praying for him, but pray for him also with a prayer of thanksgiving that he is doing well. Today, we're talking on the Albert Mohler Program about the presidency 2008. You know, I collect campaign buttons and campaign bumper stickers, and I've got, I don't know how many campaign buttons. I've got McGovern for president buttons and Humphrey for president buttons and John Anderson 1980 buttons and so forth all over in my study downstairs. And I think there are going to be a lot more campaign buttons for me to collect in the next year. When you think about all of these candidates, Newt Gingrich, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Rudy Giuliani, Tom Vilsack, Mike Huckabee, just a whole list of candidates. And they're all thinking about what they call sometimes people of faith. Religious voters, what kind of presidential candidate is going to be able to get your vote in 2008? Are there some candidates that you say, I would never vote for this candidate, no matter what? Other candidates that you say, you know what, this guy really, or this lady, is really appealing to me right now, and this is why. Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK, and let me know what you're looking for in a presidential candidate. We have Mike on the line calling from Plant City, Florida, listening on WTBN. Mike, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program.
Thank you very much. I guess I should preface, I'm a right-wing fundamentalist Christian zealot.
Okay.
Is the perspective that I take through my walk in life.
Okay.
That, to me, discords or discounts the Democratic Party straight off out of the bat. And the reason why is, though I don't think that Democrats aren't Christians, I think that their platform isn't Christian and is anti-Christian or almost anti-American, the Democratic Party in itself.
So there is no Democratic presidential candidate that could ever win your vote?
Absolutely. Just because they have the D next to their name disqualifies them, period, out of the gate.
Okay. All right. Well, what do you think about the Republicans?
Well, the Republicans, Mitt Romney is the one that I would say leads the most pious life that I, as an example, that I can see in that in the running of Republicans, though he's not what I would say is a Christian, being that, you know, he's a Mormon.
Yeah,
I would say his walk is more godlike than just about any of the other Christians that are in the race. My next would probably be Newt Gingrich because of his conservative ideals.
Do the three marriages of Newt Gingrich not bother you? I mean, the divorce issue
that does. And that's why I say, you know, out of the box, Mitt Romney is actually the person that is closer to, you know, how I think a leader should be.
Okay.
And to me, see, the reason why I would say I could choose Mitt and him not be a Christian now is because he walks that line.
Okay.
But
now, Mike, does it bother you some of the questions about Mitt Romney switching his positions on abortion and some other issues, being pro-choice just a few years ago?
No, and you know why? Because here, and it actually reinforces me, because
okay.
when you discover truth and then you turn to truth, okay, so you used to do it bad beforehand,
mm-hmm.
but now you see the light and you go to the light. So, and that's why, you know, him not being a Christian today isn't such a concern to me, is because I don't know, I'm not going to judge him for his stand in life today, because 20 years from now he could say, oh, you know, I've been searching and searching and I thought this is what it was, but now I'm a Christian. And I would hate to say, well, you know, once a Christian, always a Christian, to me, in my point.
Okay. Well, so, sounds like your ideal candidate would be if Hillary Clinton were to switch all her positions and become a Republican. What do you think? What are you looking for in a candidate for president of the United States? Mike says Mitt Romney, it doesn't bother him that he's a Mormon, doesn't bother him that he has changed his position on a few issues. He's ready to vote for Romney. What about you? What are you looking for when you look at all of these candidates for president of the United States? What are some issues that are important to you, some personal character issues that are important to you? Mike also said it doesn't matter to him if a candidate has been divorced and remarried several times. Doesn't matter to him if there's a candidate who has some adultery in his past. And though those issues don't matter as much to him as whether or not that person is standing for the things he's concerned about right now. What do you think? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. Be glad to take your call. We have Andrew on the line. Andrew, what are you looking for in a candidate for president of the United States?
Dr. Moore, I just wanted to say that I'm unapologetically a one-issue voter at this time, with that issue being the right to life for the unborn. It just seems like the greatest injustice could be for murder to be legalized in a nation. And so that seems to have to take precedence over all other issues at this time.
Well, Andrew, what are you going to do if you've got a Democratic nominee who's pro-abortion rights and you've got a Republican nominee who is mildly pro-abortion rights? What's going to happen there?
To me, I would just have to, just out of conscience, have to, I don't know, either abstain from voting or write in, because it is unthinkable to me to vote for someone that would believe in legalized murder.
All right. What do you think? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Mitt Romney, John McCain, Mike Huckabee, Tom Vilsack, all these candidates are out and running. What kind of candidate is going to get your vote as a Christian? What are you looking for in a candidate? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. You know, I'm with Andrew. I really am not a one-issue voter, but there's one issue that's a veto for me. I will not vote for a candidate who supports abortion rights. I will not vote for a candidate who compromises on that issue. I can vote for a candidate who disagrees with me on immigration. I can vote for a candidate who disagrees with me on some foreign policy issues. I can vote for a candidate. Sam Brownback came on this program the other day and had a really nuanced view on the death penalty. I can vote for a candidate I disagree with on the death penalty, but I will not vote for a candidate with whom I disagree on abortion rights. I think that is the key and preeminent issue right now in the United States of America, and I'm not going to compromise on that. What do you think? What are you looking for when you are looking for a candidate for president of the United States? 877-893-8255, toll free. We have Elaine calling from Newport Richey, Florida. Elaine, what do you think?
Hi, I'm so happy about Albert Mola. I am. My prayers are answered.
Well,
I'm
thank
sure
you for praying.
Else is too.
Yes, thank you for praying.
But my idea on a Republican candidate for president is Newt Gingrich.
Really?
Yes, it is, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
He has all the Christian values, except I know he's been married a few times.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty big accept,
Elaine. He does not stand for cloning. He
right.
does not stand for embryonic stem cell research.
Yeah.
He's very strong in leadership, and he's as smart as a whip.
He is smart. That's right. Can you imagine that inaugural address? That may go on for 2 or 3 days. Elaine says Newt Gingrich is her guy. What do you think? 877-893-8255. Toll free, 877-893-TALK. Presidential campaign 2008 it's going, it's on. So who are you looking for? What kind of candidate could get your vote? This is Russell Moore, sitting in for Albert Mohler. This is the Albert Mohler Program.
get high to get a happy. Just think about what's in store. When people start doing what they ought to be doing, then they won't be booing no more. When a president goes through the White House door, does what he says he'll do, they'll all be drinking that free bubble and eating that rainbow.
Welcome back to the Albert Mohler Program. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler. There'll be a new president walking through the White House door in 2009. Will he do what he says he'll do? Will she do what she says she'll do? Hillary Clinton, John McCain, Barack Obama, Sam Brownback, Mike Huckabee. There's a whole list of candidates. They're coming through the gates. They are ready to go. Question is, what kind of candidate's going to get your vote? Those of you who are Christian voters out there throughout the American populace, what kind of candidate are you looking for? What are the issues that are important to you? Minimum wage, abortion, immigration? What are some issues you're not going to compromise on, and what are some you're willing to compromise on? And what kind of character are you looking for? I mean, Elaine just called in, and she said, Newt Gingrich is my guy because he's a godly figure, and the divorces don't matter to me. Does it matter to you? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK, toll free. We have David calling from Kalamazoo, Michigan. David, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program.
Thank you, Russell.
Good to have you on the show today.
Say it again.
What's your question today? What's your thought today?
My comment is this. I'm looking for an unpolitician, Russell. I'm looking for someone who doesn't look for – it seems like we have politicians that are they're just self-preservation. They make choices. They make decisions just to stay in office.
Okay.
Someone just to perpetuate their existence. I need someone who doesn't owe big oil or big tobacco anything.
Okay.
Who maybe earned campaign funds from American people. But didn't do it from lobbyists. I don't want any politician. I don't even want a politician. I want someone who has been in business or who is just totally clean. We need a brand new figure.
Sounds like Democrat, you're looking for Ross Perot.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it sounds like you're looking for like a Ross Perot type.
I'll tell you, I think there's a lot of people kicking themselves. Didn't Ross Perot make comments about the outsourcing of American jobs?
Mm-hmm.
He said it many, many years ago about what outsourcing was going to do to manufacturing. He called it.
Right.
I don't know if he could win. I think he could maybe be a vice president, but someone who is tells the truth. How can a Democrat who is pro abortion
mm-hmm.
say that partial birth abortion is killing plasma?
Mm-hmm.
These are educated people. We have people in leadership who've gone to Harvard and Yale, and who says that a partial birth abortion is removing plasma. It's a lie. Well, just tell the truth. Say you want to kill your baby, and you want that right.
Well, David, are there any candidates out there right now that appeal to you?
No, not really.
Yeah.
I'm from Michigan. Our economy is brutal.
Yeah.
It's really disheartening to leadership. We need someone who leads. We need a leader, not a liar.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, David. David, I really resonate with you a lot, maybe not completely, but there are a lot of us out there who we have some economic impulses that might be a little bit different from our social conservative impulses, and it's hard to find a candidate that fits you 100%. It sure is hard for me to find a candidate that fits me 100%. What are you looking for? When you're looking for a presidential candidate, who do you want? What kind of man or woman are you looking for? 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. We have Laurie, who is listening on WTBN in Newport Richey, Florida. Laurie, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program.
Oh, and thank you for asking my opinion. I think, unfortunately, we will not find any candidate that really stands up to the Christian litmus test, in that the best we can do is vote for a candidate that holds the majority of Christian values.
Okay, so what about if you have a candidate that agrees with you on almost everything, but he disagrees with you on abortion?
Well, I am completely against abortion. Mm-hmm. I adopted four children, and certainly the Bible tells us that we can't support that. But I think what we're going to come up with is that will we even find a candidate that's pro-life?
Well, Laurie, I'm in agreement with Andrew a few minutes ago. If both parties nominate a pro-abortion candidate, then I'm going elsewhere. And I think there's a lot of us who will go elsewhere. If there are two pro-abortion candidates, or even a pro-abortion candidate and a waffling candidate, I think there's going to be another choice. And I just don't think that we can compromise on that issue. There may be some other issues, too. What are important to you? What are the issues that are important to you? Give me a call, 877-893-8255. 855. And what kind of presidential candidate? Presidential candidates, they're out of the gate. They're running. What would you love to hear a presidential candidate say? Where if you heard it, you would say, you know what? I am voting for him. I am voting for her. This is who I want to take that oath of office on the Holy Bible. Hopefully not the Quran in 2009, but to take that oath of office on the Bible saying they're going to protect and preserve the Constitution. What kind of candidate do you want? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK, toll free. Campaign 2008, it's already starting. What kind of candidate can get your vote? Newt Gingrich? Hillary Clinton? Barack Obama? John McCain? Who? 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program.
Well, the race is on, and here comes pride at the back stretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back.
Well, if you hear George Jones, you know Albert Mohler isn't quite well enough to be behind the microphone yet. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, but he is doing great, and he'll be back here before you know it. I am really, really thankful for how he is recuperating, and he is thankful for all of your prayers out there for him as he is on the mend and will be back soon. But today we're talking about the presidency of the United States, campaign 2008. The race is on. What kind of candidate are you looking for? Barack Obama is about to announce, it looks like. Mitt Romney announces today that he has raised $2.5 million in one day. These candidates are, they're out, and they are running, and they're looking for your vote. And what would it take to get your vote as a Christian? 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. How will your faith, how will your theological commitments come into play when you start wading through all of these advertisements and all of these websites trying to decide who you're going to support in 2008? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK, toll free. And we have Tina on the line calling from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, listening on WPIT. Tina, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program.
Hi, my name is Tina, of course, and I am a Democrat.
Okay.
I am a Christian, and I'm also pro-choice, and I'm going to vote for Hillary Clinton if she runs.
Okay. Now, do you see any kind of conflict between your Christianity and the fact that you're supportive of the right to abortion?
Oh, I'm up against Christians all the time about that. The evangelical Christians hate me. I belong to the Methodist Church.
Okay.
But I am also very diverse, and I believe that a woman has a right to not have a baby born into this world unwanted, okay?
Okay.
And if you'd like to know the reason, if you have time, I'll give you the reason.
Oh, sure.
I was born an unwanted child, and it hurts every day of knowing that my parents gave me up for adoption.
But, Tina, would you rather not be here?
There are times that I do feel like that, yes, because of the fact that I have to wake up every morning knowing my parents rid me. And I think that babies should be born into this world wanted and loved. And if you don't want to have a baby, don't bring it into this world. Simple as that. Let the woman have a choice. This is America, isn't it? And America is supposed to stand for freedom of choice. Well, and it's also a medical condition. It should be between a woman and her doctor.
Well, Tina, I'm glad you were born, and I think you are wanted by God. And I really think that the question is not whether or not a woman ought to have a right to a medical procedure. It's whether or not this child is a who, not just a what. But, Tina, I'm glad that your parents didn't abort you, and I really hope that you'll change your mind on that for the sake of a lot of babies out there. What do you think? Tina says she's a Christian, and she's voting for Hillary Clinton because she supports Senator Clinton's view on abortion rights. What do you think? What kinds of issues are important to you as you look to the candidates that are coming out of the gate for 2008? What kind of candidate do you want? What would it take for a candidate to say to you, you know what, this is who I am, this is what I'm about, what kind of personal character, what kind of convictions on the issues are you looking for? What are some things that you say, you know what, I'm not going to compromise on that at all? 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. You know, I think Tina's call was really sad. And I don't think that Tina's an evil person, but I think that Tina really revealed something there about a home life that can lead to to despair. I don't think the answer to that is to snuff out the lives of infants. But I think it's a sad commentary. I think that Tina ought to realize it's a good thing she was born. It's a good thing that she was conceived, and God has a purpose and a plan for her life. What do you think? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. What kind of candidate are you looking for? What are the issues you're looking for in 2008? And we have Tim on the line. Tim, welcome to the Albert Mueller Program.
Well, I tell you, I'm with you. I'm sure glad God was given the opportunity to bring King in this world. I tell you, it tears my heart apart.
Yeah, it really does, yeah.
But I'm pulling for Newt. I got the opportunity to meet Newt several years ago when he was in Congress. Got to sit in a private audience with about two people for about 30 minutes with him. He confirmed that he's an extremely intelligent, well-thought-out gentleman. I'm not happy. I don't want you saying after I hang up that I approve of his lifestyle. I don't.
Okay.
I do believe that that's behind him. I have to give him the opportunity to prove himself going forward. And
okay.
He's just a great individual. I mean, I think he's... proven he's an extremely intelligent man. I'm repeating myself.
Well, no doubt he's intelligent. I think probably if you gave IQ tests to all of the candidates, he would probably come out on top. But what about Newt appeals to you specifically as a Christian?
Well, I guess, you know, I hear him, and unfortunately, about a year ago, I got rid of cable, so I don't get to see Newt on TV like I did. But when I would see him on shows like Fox, and there would be a particular point being argued, I felt like he usually came down on the side of what I was reading the Bible would be teaching me. I mean, I would research the things that he would talk about. Obviously, he's a great patriot, and he knows a lot about our government. But I hate to use this term, but sometimes I hate to say I vote for the worst of all of two evils.
Sure.
And he's the best candidate I see out there of the ones you've been mentioning. And I believe that, you know, that he will do the right thing and give him the opportunity to be in office. Where he stands at specifically on Christian, yes, I'm kind of a one-issue person, too.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that abortion is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that he backs me up in that one particular area, and that's enough for me to give him an opportunity.
Okay. I'm kind of surprised by all the support that is being gauged today for Newt Gingrich. I was talking to my assistant here in the studio with me about that during a break, and he said, well, you know, Newt Gingrich is on Fox News all the time. A lot of people watching Fox News. Maybe that's it. Who are you supporting? Who do you think would be a good candidate who could really resonate with Christians? Tina says Hillary Clinton. He says Newt Gingrich. What kind of candidate are you looking for? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK, toll free. We have Mary on the line. Mary, welcome to the Albert Mueller Program.
Thank you very much, Mr. Moore. I'm an issue-based caller, and the more Christian values that would be placed in candidates' belief system and voting system would be the one that I would be more inclined to vote for. As for whether or not his religion or her religion was a factor, I believe that the character would come through despite the fact that it might be a Mormon.
Okay.
So it could be worse. We could have another Bill Clinton.
Okay, so Mary says she's voting for the candidate based on his stand or her stand on the issues, not on the basis of what that candidate necessarily believes in terms of his own or her own religious conviction. What do you think? What kind of candidate are you looking for President of the United States in 2008? The race is on. Candidates are announcing today, right this week. Who are you looking for? 877-893-8255. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mueller. This is the Albert Mueller Program. Pop quiz, whose campaign theme song was that? Michael Dukakis, 1988, man who never became president of the United States. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mueller, and this is the Albert Mueller Program, and today we're talking about the presidential campaign 2008. Christians are starting to pay attention because the candidates are appealing specifically to religious voters, saying, you ought to vote for me. I've got the values. I'm going to be able to take care of the issues that are important to you. What I want to ask you is, what issues are important to you? What kind of character is important to you? Give me a call, 877-893-8255. We have Ruth on the line calling from Johnsburg, Tennessee. Ruth, welcome to the Albert Mueller Program.
Yes, Mr. Moore. I'm calling to say I would like to vote for a candidate who would be for the death penalty.
Okay. So that's number one on your list?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What about a candidate who may disagree with you on, say, abortion, but is for the death penalty?
It's a hard question, but I see too much of the death penalty, too many people who are getting away with killing innocent people.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for that call. Ruth says the most important thing on her mind is the death penalty. I think that may be the first person I've ever heard say that. A death penalty is an important issue, but I've never heard anyone say that's my number one issue, especially not someone who's pro-death penalty. But that's her number one issue. We have Bruce who is calling. Bruce, what about you? Campaign 2008.
I'm a Mormon. I'm pulling for Mitt Romney, not because of his faith, but because I know his faith demands consummate integrity. It should not scare off our fellow Christians. I vote for Romney.
Okay, what would you say, Bruce, to somebody like me who would not see Mormonism as Christianity at all, an evangelical Christian who says, I really think this is a non-Christian religion. You still think that we ought to be able to support Mitt Romney just as a public figure?
Yes, because of the impact that his faith has on him. Not because of his faith, but the impact it has. For example, it hasn't been an issue as a governor in Massachusetts. There are other senators and congressmen that are LDS and serving us. The faith does not impact him. It's what they do with the policy, the issues at hand. And the faith should not be a distraction.
Okay. Well, Bruce, I partially agree with you that I don't think that Mitt Romney's Mormonism ought to automatically rule him out for Christian voters, but what I worry about are Christian voters, if Mitt Romney's the nominee, who say, oh, Mitt Romney's our brother in Christ. Mormonism is not Christianity. There are all kinds of issues out there. 2008, we ought to be paying attention. Abortion, death penalty, minimum wage, foreign policy, Iraq, all kinds of issues are going to be out there in the public square. We're going to have to make a decision in the next 2 years. This is Russell Moore, sitting in for Albert Mueller. This is the Albert Mueller Program.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit our website, www.albertmoeller.com. You'll find archives of past shows and other important resources. You can also email your questions and comments. That's www.albertmoeller.com. Be sure to join us next time for the Albert Mueller Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter.